I'm always excited to speak to this man. He is a superstar, as we know, Luke Bonham from The Night Shift across Australia. Very good morning to you, Luke. How are you?
Yeah, good morning to you, Matty. Good morning to everybody. Look, a couple of very serious topics this morning. And one is this incredible explosion in Beirut. You'll be waking up this morning if you look at your TV news footage this morning. The footage is just absolutely devastating. A massive explosion has shaken Lebanon's capital of Beirut. We broke the story early this morning. So far, it's very hard to keep an eye on the death toll, Matty, because it's just going up very quickly. At this point, nearly 60 people are dead. About 20,000 Australians are in Beirut at any one time. And we have just had confirmation from the Prime Minister that one Australian has died in this explosion. The blast saw homes and offices destroyed around the city's port area where this explosion has occurred. You'll see thick smoke billowing after a large white cloud, and the shockwave has erupted homes in around a 40-mile radius of Beirut. Now, when you see this footage, it looks like a bomb that hit Hiroshima. I mean, there's a huge mushroom cloud. There's a fire, and they're saying that possibly it was explosives or fireworks that triggered an explosion in a building nearby that was holding explosives. It's the most devastating thing you've ever seen. Lebanon's Red Cross has said thousands of people have been injured and taken to hospital, and already, remember, they've got beds that are full of people with coronavirus.
Mm.
There's reports of damaged buildings at least 10 kilometres from the blast. A little bit later, you'll be playing Jess Issa, my producer. She is, her family is Lebanese. She has family and friends in that area, and she was frantically trying to get through to them. All the phones were down this morning when we were on the air, but she managed to get through to a couple of friends via social media, and you'll hear her account of what they went through a little bit later this morning here on your program.
Yep.
But let's just spare a thought. It's an unbelievable story, and the footage is just absolutely chilling. So, as I say, one Australian has been confirmed dead in this explosion in Beirut that happened overnight, and the death toll is rising. And I say, at this point, about 60 people confirmed dead. But that, unfortunately, I believe, is going to go up when you look at the devastating effect of this explosion.
And we'll have further details in our EMS updates throughout the course of this morning as well. Lukey, always good to catch up with you, mate. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Have a terrific day. Luke Boner and The Night Shift, of course, back tonight from midnight across Australia, right here at Triple M.